Hi, and welcome back to the Content Conversations Podcast, episode 21. Today's topic is an exciting one. We're going to be talking about how to write an amazing mission statement for your company. Before we dive into that, let's introduce ourselves.
Yes.
My name is Connor, and I'm a copywriter.
My name is Grace, and I am a wedding photographer. Connor is really good at mission statements. She's written many, many mission statements for many businesses. So I'm excited for her to really educate you and honestly me too on how to write a good mission statement. She asked me earlier if I had one. And I was like, oh yeah, we have a mission statement. And I went and I found it and I realized, well, actually it's not really a mission statement. It's more like core values because it was like a page long. And she was like, that's not a mission statement. That's core values. So
I said it a lot nicer than
she
that,
did.
Though.
She did. Oh my goodness. Yes.
It's like Grace.
Gray, sweet pea, honey, that's not a mission statement. Anyways, so I'm excited to actually apply a lot of what we learned here to really create a solid mission statement for our business, my business.
Yeah, well, I hope this is helpful.
I'm excited.
Are you going to listen to the episode when it comes
I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to take notes, you know?
Well, you can find the show notes on our website.
You can.
Yes.
ContentConvosPodcast.com. I'm going to publish it, and then I'm going to go to our website and read it. That's funny.
Oh, gosh. Well, mission statements are really fun. I do enjoy doing them. They're kind of just short and sweet and kind of like, I did an Instagram post about this the other day. They're like little lighthouses, right? They kind of just guide you. They are different than core values in the sense that core values are typically a lot longer and they're like lists.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of a list of like, you know, these are our values essentially. A mission statement is more of just kind of a guidepost that you can use for your business that kind of helps keep you in the right direction as you kind of go through the day-to-day of what you're doing. So I will preface this by saying I typically recommend working, if you need a mission statement, or you have one, but you don't like it, I typically recommend working with someone who specializes in that kind of brand messaging, just because it can be helpful to have someone who has more of a neutral perspective on your business. If you're kind of in it every day, it can be really difficult to take a step back and really like look at your business from neutrally and figure out kind of like, what is my mission?
Yeah.
You know? So that can be helpful. But with that said, that doesn't mean you can't put together an amazing mission statement on your own. So
yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
For sure.
So in my experience, and I have a couple of examples to kind of show this, a mission statement is kind of made up of two parts, the why and the how. And the example I'm going to use, this is actually my favorite example. It's the Starbucks mission statement. And their mission is to inspire and nurture the human spirit. One person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So the first part of that is kind of like their why. Their why is to inspire and nurture the human spirit. How do they do that? Well, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So you see that with like the neighborhoods or the Starbucks that kind of pop up in your neighborhood, you know, the coffee that they serve, the attitude that they have is kind of prevalent through each store. And I think that goes to show the power of mission statements is, I mean, how many Starbucks do you think there are?
Billion.
A ton.
A lot. I mean, here in all our small town, Granbury, we have three Starbucks.
That's true.
Three.
There's three of them.
There's three of them. And we live in a small town outside of Fort Worth. So, I mean, it's crazy how many places there are.
I mean, you're in a big city and you see probably Starbucks at every exit,
every corner.
It seems like.
It's crazy. And, you know, it's cool to use them as an example because you kind of see there one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Because our Starbucks here, like, the people do everything they can to memorize your name and memorize your drink and know who you are and be kind and to, like, they're there for you. It's kind of crazy. And you do see, like, we do love those local coffee shops, you know, the ones that have like two or three coffee shops in the mm-hmm. city. But Starbucks is truly like they're sticking to their mission statement. One person, that person is you. They're trying to remember your name. That one cup, they will make you new drinks if you don't like it, you know. They will do whatever they can to make sure that they're giving you a good cup. And then that neighborhood atmosphere, that neighborhood feel of it being a local, even though it's not, it's everywhere.
Right, your local Starbucks.
Right.
Where I used to work, downstairs, there was a Starbucks. And this was in San Antonio, and San Antonio has a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
But there was this one Starbucks downstairs, and a guy I worked with, he would get hot chocolate every single day.
Wow.
It didn't really matter what time of year it was. He would always get
hot chocolate. Wow, that is hilarious.
But he would walk in, and they would just start making his drink because That's they knew amazing. What he wanted.
So cool.
Right? And like the other day, I was at the Starbucks here, and the guy knew my name.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for me.
I know.
Thought that was really cool.
It's so cool.
But, you know, Starbucks is kind of like, it's a huge corporation. They've got stores everywhere. But it's just like when you hear that mission statement and you think of like your last experience at Starbucks, that probably resonates with that experience. Mm-hmm. Like most of the experiences that you have, and again, like not every store is perfect. Not every barista is perfect. You have bad experiences. I think that's just inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that mission statement, and that resonates with me as a consumer of Starbucks. And I think that's pretty much what my experience is like when I go there.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the power of mission statements. Do you have anything to say about that?
I mean, just the fact that a mission statement is kind of like the foundation of your business, you know?
Yeah.
It's the foundation of, okay, you can take everything you do back to your mission statement. Are they inspiring? Are they nurturing the human spirit by their coffee? You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think as you're creating your own mission statement, thinking about the why and thinking about the how, you have to, like, have it be something that's really foundational and strong for your business.
Yeah. So I would just, like, when you're sitting down and you're thinking, like, what should my mission statement be? Think about kind of what your overall vision is. What is your why? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you in business? And then think about how you achieve that. And there might be a lot of, like, because I remember I was just working on a mission statement for someone. And, you know, their why was pretty clear to me. But they had a lot of hows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how they plan to do that. And there's something wrong with that. But I kind of just... you know, after talking with them, after researching their business, I kind of wrote down what all the hows were and then kind of figured out, okay, which of these do I think from talking to them are most important to them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are their top priorities for how they plan to achieve this why? And that's what I included. So I think that you can get kind of carried away. Like we want to do this and we plan to do it like this, 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 this,
mm-hmm.
and this. So, and there's nothing wrong with having, like, multiple, like, how you plan to do these, but I would just think about, like, which of these are most important in how my business achieves this why, and make sure that those are what's included in your mission statement. So, mission statements should be something that will grow with your business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something you write now should still be relevant 5 or 10 years from now.
Gotcha.
Which means it shouldn't be so specific that it only applies to like certain kind of times in your business.
Yeah.
It should kind of be like this overall, again, an overall kind of guidepost. So that 5 years from now, you know, if you're making a really big change or you kind of make little changes kind of throughout these years, you kind of can always look back at that mission statement. And it kind of guides you, and you kind of know you're going in the right direction
mm-hmm.
because that's what your mission is.
Yeah.
Genuine and straightforward. It should be genuine and straightforward.
I like this one. The fluffier they are, the more confusing they are.
That reminds me of Despicable Me.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fluffy.
It's so fluffy.
But for reals, like, I think we try to think of best words, and we look up things in the thesaurus, which isn't bad or anything, but
no, the thesaurus is my friend.
Yes, for sure. But choosing a complicated word that you're like, oh wait, what does that mean again, isn't necessarily what's gonna help your mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be straightforward. you know, and you want people to be able to read it and be like, oh yeah, I see that. I understand that. Like Starbucks, they didn't choose some crazy, you know, lingo to be like, we want to, I mean, I don't even know. I don't know either. But point being, they didn't go with these crazy words. They were genuine because they want to inspire and nurture, and they were straightforward. One cup, one person, one neighborhood.
Yeah, that's something everyone can understand.
Yes, exactly. And people actually read that and say, yes, I do feel that when I go to Starbucks, you know.
And plus, when they're onboarding new employees, and they're doing, like, training or orientation, you know, that's something that employees can understand, right? Yeah. And so, if your employees understand it, then they can implement it.
For sure.
But yeah, make sure it should be genuine. It should be, don't just write something because it sounds good. It has to be something that resonates with you, it resonates with your business, and it's something that you can follow through on because it is your mission. And then straightforward, like Grace said. So make sure you are, you don't add so many like fluff words and nice sounding, like
pretty words
that you're like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say with this.
Yes.
Because if you don't know, no one else is going to know. So it should be straightforward and genuine. And then lastly, your team should love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
In the sense that employees, team should really love it. So me and my husband own a wedding photography business. So we're a team in our business. And if I just wrote a mission statement, or if he just wrote a mission statement, and I was like, I don't know what this means. I don't like this. Like, you have to work together on the mission statement for sure. It needs to resonate with everybody. And if we ever hire somebody, are they going to be able to read our mission statement and say, oh, cool, I totally get what you guys stand for as a business or what you want to do as a business? So, I mean, if it doesn't, then, like, they're not going to want to implement it. They're not going to be like, yes, we're here to, you know, encourage, we're here to be there for our clients. I mean, if it doesn't say that, then they're not going to do it.
Yeah. And that really, it doesn't matter if you have like a huge team of employees or if you're like Grace and it's just like the two of you, or if it's like you have three people, right? It's like you two with like an intern or whatever. Right. It doesn't matter what your team size is or if it's just you. But if you have a team, you know, they should love your mission statement. Mm-hmm. They should want to carry that out, in your business. It should resonate with them, because if it doesn't resonate with your team, they're not going to want to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
Either they don't understand it, so they don't really get how to implement it, or they're just like, I'm not really feeling that. I don't think I like that. Or it doesn't really make sense for us.
Right.
So it should inspire your team, so that they want to carry it out.
So your mission statement should be something that will grow through your business, genuine and straightforward, and that your employees or team will be able to love it. If you want to go back and listen to one of our most popular episodes is how to create a brand if you can't afford a professional. But there's two parts to it, and we talk a lot about actually kind of creating your words and your mission statements and your vision. Messaging. And that's really going to, those episodes are really going to help you kind of get started on how to actually write these things out and get your words, get and be able to actually implement all of this that we're talking about into your business to create a mission statement. So definitely go back to those episodes and listen to those, and you'll be able to really write a clear mission statement out.
Yeah, that we really kind of give you the tools you need to set up a really sturdy foundation for your brand. So definitely check those out. We'll link those in the show notes. Thank you for joining us today. This was a fun one for us. We hope it was helpful for you. If you have any questions about mission statements, I know brand messaging in general can be really heavy.
Yeah.
And people kind of, it's a lot of work, and people, I mean, that's a foundation for your business. Yeah. So don't let it overwhelm you. You know, join our Facebook group.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. If you have questions or if you need clarification, or you're like, hey, you know, I hate my mission statement and I want to work on, I want to, you know, make a new one, like reach out to us. We'd love to help you. Like, we're here to help you guys.
For sure.
So we definitely want to help you with that. So, Content Conversations Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us there. Join our group. The show notes for this episode will be on contentconvospodcast.com. So you can definitely check that there. We'll link those episodes and give you kind of the basic outlines that we talked about today.
Exactly. Next episode, next week, we are going to be doing an episode. Oh, this is one of our interviews.
Yeah, we're going to have an interview next week.
We are really excited about it. Episode 22, it's going to be about personal brand photography. Do you need it? We're really excited to interview Melissa Raylan from San Antonio. So we are excited about that episode. We are excited to like bring people onto the podcast, have interviews, get more insights from others. So if you want to be interviewed or if you have somebody who you know would love to be interviewed, please let us know. We'd love to get their information, set up a time to talk to them. So thank you guys for joining us, and we will continue this conversation next week.